explaining the meditations. The fastest way to relax at any time is to use your breath. I'll start by explaining three breath meditations, namely three sighs, relaxed breathing, and controlled breathing. After that, I'll explain the body scan and the sensory meditations. Track three, three sighs. One deep sigh can dramatically and measurably reduce muscle tension and arousal in just a few seconds. When we are tense, our breathing locks up. We hold the breath in. When we relax, it is the opposite. We let the breath go. If we deliberately sigh two or three times, we can jumpstart the relaxation process. We can actively break that lock in the breathing rather than waiting for it to passively release, which may otherwise take hours. When we walk, we can easily take big energetic sighs to open up the face and shoulders and the lungs. We can use that extra air. When we are seated or lying down, however, our sighs will naturally be more modest, but we shouldn't shortchange ourselves. Relaxation is about stretching tight muscles, so it always helps to do bigger sighs than we feel we need to, wherever we happen to be. Otherwise, that lock in the breathing, that habitual level of muscle tension, will tend to stay in place. We can think of a sigh as having three parts, namely in-breath, out-breath, and the pause at the end. The big in-breath opens up the chest and face. We let the breath go without forcing it, and then wait at the end until we really need to breathe in again. The second sigh is likely to be bigger than the first, and the breath will naturally drop deeper the second time around. It's very useful to have at least one big silent yawn while you sigh. This can dramatically stretch the jaw, the brow, and the neck and shoulder muscles in a way that a more gentle sigh can't do. Relaxation is all about letting go control. In the context of the three sighs, it means that we do control the in-breath, making it as large as possible, but we don't control the out-breath or the pause at the end. Relaxing is all about giving the body permission to settle down in its own way. The out-breath and the pause slow the breathing down and so counteract the quick, grabby rhythm of tense breathing. In that pause, you don't deliberately hold the breath out. You just wait until the body tells you to breathe again. Get used to resting in that still, quiet place at the end of the out-breath and letting the new in-breath come in its own time. Track 4. Relaxed breathing or sighing gently. When we are tense, we breathe from the chest rather than lower down. We hold the breath in, which makes the in-breath longer than the out-breath. And because we hold the breath at the top, it doesn't flow. When we are relaxed, all that reverses. When we let the breath go, the out-breath becomes longer than the in-breath. We breathe from lower down, and because we're no longer holding onto the breath at the top, it feels more comfortable and flowing. I encourage you to start any meditation with three energetic sighs. But you couldn't go on like that. You'd hyperventilate if you did. However, you can continue to breathe in a relaxed fashion, consciously letting the breath go as you breathe out, and feeling the breath gradually loosen up over time. If you like, you can think of this as sighing gently while you do the shopping, or the housework, or while you wait to cross the road. Relaxed breathing means letting go all attempts at control. We rest in that pause at the end of the out-breath and don't hurry the in-breath. It turns out that healthy breathing, like a healthy heart rate, is naturally irregular. Each breath is likely to be a little shorter or longer than the one before, so we let each breath have its peculiarities. We don't try to make the breath even or deep, or try to eliminate the catch-up breaths. By sighing gently, we're aiming for something that is so ordinary that we barely notice it at all, namely relaxed, uncontrolled breathing. You can always say an affirmation silently as you breathe to keep you on track. If you say a single word, such as relax or sigh, you would say it on the out-breath. If you said a phrase such as let go or calm down, you would say one word on the in-breath and one on the out-breath. Affirmations are not essential, but they are a useful option. You can use them as much or as little as you wish with any meditation. Track 5, controlled breathing. There are many breathing exercises in the meditation traditions, some of which are quite strange. I would suggest that natural, uncontrolled breathing is usually best, but that a certain amount of control can also be helpful at times. It doesn't hurt to make the breath more shapely. We can round off the turns and encourage the breath to be more smooth and rhythmic and flowing. We can notice the subtle muscle tensions that impede the easy flow of the breath and unlock them. However, trying to breathe deeply and regularly is not a good idea, since this is not the way we naturally breathe when we relax. We should know in some detail what relaxed breathing is actually like before we try to improve it. This is why I suggest you get familiar with natural, relaxed breathing before you try to control it. Nor should we try to completely overrule the natural irregularities of relaxed breathing. They do occur for a reason. The body knows better than our conscious mind how to breathe for optimal health and comfort, and we should let it take the lead. Track 6, soft, open, and still. This body scan meditation uses affirmations to help evoke the feeling of your body relaxing. You say each affirmation silently as you breathe out, while focusing on a particular part of the body. This exercise is basically 15 breaths long. It uses 5 affirmations, namely soft, open, centered, loose, and still. You say each affirmation once as you breathe out. This means that you say each one 3 times over 3 breaths. If you prefer, you could easily abbreviate this exercise to the 3 affirmations in the title, as I explain on the next CD. So you start with 3 big sighs as usual while focusing on your face. You say the word soft each time you sigh and feel your face softening. Then you focus on your throat and shoulders, saying the word open over 3 breaths, feeling that part of your body open up. Then you focus on your center of gravity, saying the word centered 3 times as you breathe. Then you say loose, making sure your hands and feet feel loose. Finally, you say still 3 times or more, feeling that your mind is calm and anchored within your body. Track 7. Stop before you start. This is the one breath meditation. If you do the three sighs repeatedly, you'll soon find that the loveliest part is the pause at the end. The body becomes still as the turbulence of breathing stops. And the mind becomes silent, if only for a second or two. It stops talking to itself. It seems that we need to hold our breath to some degree whenever we talk or think. By letting the breath go completely, we drop below the talking zone. We can break our habit of perpetual hurry and can touch that place of stillness and silence dozens of times a day if we choose to. It only takes one big sigh and a little pause at the end. This exercise helps you calm down and let go the immediate past. You can also use it, however, to orient yourself towards the future, to mentally prepare for your next action. This is what psychologists call a preparatory set, rather than racing from one activity to another in a state of mild panic. It is often better to set ourselves up for what we have to do next, to mentally stop and look ahead before we start. This gives us a sense of being in control and being fully present and attuned to what we're doing. This exercise is like a punctuation mark. We breathe out and stop. We let the previous activity go and we orient ourselves to the next activity. If necessary, we picture to ourselves what we are about to do. This is the preparatory set. When the next breath appears, we consciously start the new task. We'll be in a much better space if we do this. So look for the opportunities. Breathe out and stop before you answer the phone, before you make a phone call, before you stand up, before you drive away, before you take a bite of food. Try this out whenever you feel rushed. If you stop and prepare for your next activity, you can feel grounded and in control in whatever you do. It only takes 10 seconds or so, but the payoff can be huge. I do this exercise dozens of times each day. Track 8, visual object. Meditation shifts us out of thinking mode into sensing mode. It brings us into the sensory present. Because relaxation is so much about relaxing muscle tension, we usually focus on the internal sensations of the body to accelerate this process. However, we also find it relaxing to listen to music, or to look at beautiful things, or to eat, and these can also be excellent meditations in their own right. When you use a visual object, it doesn't particularly matter what you look at. It doesn't have to be a rose or a candle or a sunset. It could equally well be a pen or a twig or the cover of a book. It is your decision to look and be present rather than thinking about the past and future that makes it so relaxing. There is a huge variety of ways in which you can focus on visual objects, and it is very much a personal take. You can regard the exercise below as presenting a series of suggestions for you to play with rather than a deliberate sequence. Track 9, random sounds. Many people find that listening to the sounds around them is a very effective way to relax. Their unpredictability helps keep you focused and on your toes, It doesn't even matter whether you like the sounds or not, so long as they're not offensive. Just the act of listening is sufficient to bring you into the present, regardless of what you hear.